Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. This is your special Saturday morning edition, which will, I guess, probably just go out on Monday. You know, you gotta pack up the content in case you miss the content. Today's point on this trip from one place to another, I have a couple points that I want to bring up today to kind of chat through with y'all. The first one is the Elden Ring Night Rain. I have not hopped into Night Rain yet. I was kind of a firm not for me dog on that one. And I ended up watching, I don't know, probably an hour or two of the Nextlander guys playing through it. And as one of the weird people who actually has a standing Wednesday night three-person squad-up gaming group, it does feel kind of precisely what I am looking for. But after watching that, I just really don't know at this point. Like, I think the thing about Night Rain, as a person who spent a lot of time plodding his way through Elden Ring proper, grinding a lot, and then just kind of going pure magic and then faith, intelligence build in that game, so I could just do the give me the buff, what does more damage, and then just blast him with Comet Shard forever. I don't know how I feel about watching Night Rain, because it is very much it's a class-based, fast-paced game compared to Elden Ring. Like you are zipping, you got a double jump, like it is, you're just going. And the class-based stuff seems cool, but the part where it's still kind of Elden Ring hard is, it's given me some pause, and I kind of want to dig into why I'm having a moment of pause with this game, because I do feel that Elden Ring itch all of a sudden after watching that. I still have to go back and do Shadow of the Erdtree, but this being a more seemingly casual experience and being able to hang out with my buds seems like the way I would like to re-enter this world. But the thing that is really bothering me about it from the beginning is, like, these games are hard, right? They're difficult, they're obtuse sometimes. It's kind of easy to go in and have your Elden Ring or Souls experience kind of spec in the wrong way, really fuck yourself up, and just, like, not understand the language of the game. And I think for a long time that was being mostly just held by, you know, people who have played these games before, know what's going on, and they can kind of, like, disperse that information. When Elden Ring became as big as it did, it now has, like, transcended from just, hey, look at these weird, hard games that are put out by this kind of, I don't know if I'd call him a specialty publisher, but like a beloved publisher. And now they've become these mainstream things. Like, Elden Ring is huge. Like, I think it sold over 30 million copies. Like, there is a movie. There is now this multiplayer game. They have a specific, like, they were featured in the Nintendo Switch 2 big announcement trailer thing. Like, FromSoft has gone from, like, small, beloved developer into something that is, like, you know, Elden Ring sold almost as many copies as Tears of the Kingdom. Like, that's big, 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 big game. And I think my patience as a person who has kind of looked at all of these games sideways since they've come out and been like, I don't have the time to hashtag get good, they're also now at this point where I don't think how obtuse these games are, especially in the way that Night Rain plays is charming anymore. And I think FromSoft has a very similar thing to Nintendo, where the fan group likes those games so much, they just continue to give them rope and rope and rope. Just, you know, hey, they're charming, they do this. Like, oh, FromSoft, they don't do a very good job of tutorializing stuff. That, you know, they give you a single message, and guess what, that chest will bite you, and that will happen always, and the way that you play these games is that you just get good, or you do what I did with Elden Ring, and you just fucking power level out of the hard part. Which isn't fun, you know? Like, that's not... I did not have a blast spending probably several hours over the time I was playing Elden Ring standing on that fucking cliff and shooting that bird so that it would fall off the cliff and I would level. That's, like, not... I don't know. Like, that's not fun for me. And we kind of talked about this a little bit with the Lies of P adding difficulty modes. But here's the thing. I think those are all gripes that are valid for Elden Ring. Like, the difficulty mode, discourse, whatever. I think the part where it is no longer fun or interesting or, like, charming, where you can kind of get away with it, is something with Night Rain. And I watched the Nextlander boys fire it up and play it from the beginning. And the thing about streaming a game, if you've done that, is that you get the streamer brain. You don't read things. It's hard to understand, like, it's hard to intake information and kind of, like, store that in memory because you're busy entertaining. But as a person who is watching a stream, I can do that. I can sit down, I can pause the screen, I can read the tutorial messages, you know, you end up being the person who can read that stuff and then realize that, you know, oh, they missed something important. But at least I have retained that knowledge, and that is, like, something that I can use if I go in and play this game later. Here's the thing. Night Rain doesn't have that. There is a lot of stuff about that game that is just completely opaque. You have no idea what's happening, and they just expect you to go in having played Elden Ring previously, because, fair assumption, 30 million people at least purchased that game, to go in there and know how to play it. But it's not that game. So it's you know, you if you've seen any coverage of this game, it is a class-based game. So you load into the world, you select one of four or five classes at the beginning, and then you literally get picked up by one of the eagles, and then you thank the bus driver, drop off of the eagle, and land on, like, a main area of Elden Ring. And it has all of the trappings of, like, a battle royale, like a Fortnite or an Apex. Like, probably closer to Apex because of the class-based stuff. So you pick bird what has a pike, and now you fly in on your eagle friend, you land on the edge of the map, and then over the course of the match, the circle, because it, again, it's in the parlance of a battle royale, the circle closes, is just like a giant fucking wall of fire, closes in on you, and kind of zooms you to one part of the map, if you can survive. And here's the thing. The game doesn't tell you that. It's using the language that, you know, most people have picked up from playing Fortnite or PUBG, Apex, like any of these games. But it's confusing because you are using this language to play this game, but the language they're using is meshed with Elden Ring, but also not the Elden Ring you know. So it's like doubly confusing because you're supposed to understand that this is, you open chest, get loot, spec out your character as you go, but at the same time, the way that everyone has played Elden Ring, like whether you are like a magic build like me, or you're the barbarian bonk build, you just like, you take your time, you circle strafe, you kite enemies around, you take your hits, you backstab when you can, except there's a circle closing in. Like, you'll get stuck in mines because the circle closes in and the geometry of the mine is perpendicular or, like, tangent to the way the circle is closing. So you'll get fucked, you'll die, and then you'll lose your levels, because again, it is a Elden Ring brutal game, and now you have to go recover those levels, but you recover those levels by going back to where you died outside the circle. So it ends up gating progression by being bold when you think you can be risky, you can go take this chance, and not because you died from combat, but because you simply died from, you know, the environment closing in on you. And when the game doesn't tell you that from the beginning, that's going to be very frustrating. And I think about this game in the context of, like, I ended up playing through Elden Ring in two different sittings. The first was right before my son was born. I played through a bunch of it, tried to get through a ton of Elden Ring, and then I started playing it after he was born, realized that I simply didn't have, like, you have so little time to do anything that is, like, personal and, like, entertainment only that doesn't involve, like, holding on to a baby. So, like, I ran out of time to get good at Elden Ring. I would come back and forget how I played, got super frustrated, put it down. Picked it up 6 months later and kind of did that process again until I finally found the leveling strategies and kind of just glintstone commented my way through that game, which was fine. I then was like, hey, I was part of the True Believers as like my first big Souls game that I finally was able to finish. Me and my friend Nick were like, hey, co-host of 70% Complete Logan, you gotta play this game. Like, this is the perfect duck and weave, get good, will tickle your brain perfectly. And I remember him playing it, like, booting it up, playing it. He went into one of the catacombs under Stormvale Castle for the first time. And he got all the way, I think he got all the way to the end of the boss. It was just, like, some small, like, mini-boss at the end of one of those dungeons, like you do, and died. Just, like, absolutely lost it, like, barely did anything, died. And he texted the group chat and said, I think I'm going to put this game down. I didn't know that you lose everything if you die. And it's that shit where, like, somehow, through cultural osmosis and just, like, being a person on the internet who is plugged into gaming culture, he didn't know that that's how Souls games works. So now you take a game that is like Night Rain, that is using the language of other games, and then also realizing that it's not using that language in a way that is discernible to people who are on the internet, know how video games work. Like, Logan's huge into PUBG. He played that game forever, and like, until Helldivers came around, that was our Wednesday night game. Like, we understand the parlance of how that game works. But the three-night cycle, the, like, being kind of jump-scared the first time that there is a circle coming in, like, there is full strategies for playing PUBG where you are just hovering outside that circle to come in and win. And I think that Elden Ring, Night Rain, it simply just needs that extra, it needs that extra tuning to be the game that we end up picking up. And I think part of that tuning is a fucking tutorial. Or at least give me the stuff that would end up being in the manual box. Because it's at this point, it's not like, ha ha ha, you died from your first boss and now you have to do a corpse run, which is what most of these games are. It feels like it is hostile design meant to frustrate you or simply not to tell you how to play the game when it is a repeatable thing, and especially when, you know, the beginning to end of a match of that game can be 45 minutes or longer, to get absolutely screwed by something like that and, like, lose a level or two in the beginning and realize that you're not going to be able to make it to 5 by the time the boss shows up. Like, making my multiplayer game be a thing where if I don't get the correct build within the first 5 minutes that I might as well just quit and start over is not fun. And I think that optimization is kind of counter to the idea that you would be able to matchmake without voice chat with randoms on the internet. Like, that just, it seems bad. Like, it does not seem like it is built in a way that is fun or engaging or is, like, building some sort of, like, camaraderie between a group of people who cannot speak to one another on the internet. So, I don't know. I think Night Rain is, like, still something that we might dip into at some point. Like, I didn't think that I was going to be into it, and then I watched a couple hours of it, and I was like, man, I can kind of see this. Like, there's some interesting builds that you can have, and the different characters seem fun and interesting, but I don't know. It seems like a real uphill battle to try to bring my friends on board to say, like, hey, let's try this thing out, when so much of the game, like, I know that first session we're going to play, that first, like, 2 or 3 hours next Wednesday, if we hop in there, is going to be frustrating, and it's going to be even harder for us to say, okay, like, now that we know how the game works, in 1 week, let's come back and try to figure this shit out. It seems bad. I'm not excited to hop in there, because I feel like it's kind of a mistake how they launched this. So hopefully, you know, Dusk Bloods will be different, but I don't know. It's going to be a close one, and hopefully it'll be fun. But yeah, that's, I guess, I didn't mean to take this in quite a negative turn, but hopefully Night Rain turns out all right, and people can have some fun with it. But yeah, that's my general thoughts. We'll see if I hop in there, but I'm curious, but also just nervous that if I try to go in now, that I will never play this game again. But yeah, thanks for hanging out on this Saturday morning edition of Point to Point. If you like the show, give us a shout somewhere. You can talk to me on Blue Sky. I'm out there. I'm posting. I just put some stuff about a DIY teleprompter that I 3D printed. That was pretty cool. Hang out on Blue Sky. Go see the website. Check out some video essays on the website. I'm a little short on content this week, but there will be more in the future, because I got that teleprompter now. I think I have like 4 scripts lined up to use it on. So there will be more soon. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll talk on Monday. See ya.